Evner Hayek's great-grandfather opened his first fur store in Russia before immigrating to the United States. Back then, he says, fur was special because only the very rich could afford it. These days, it's just as rare, but for a different reason.
My customers for the last year and a half already have been very confused about the ban. Can we wear fur? Can we not wear fur? Is it okay? Is somebody going to throw something on us? Is it we're going to go to jail, some people tell me.
The reason for the confusion, a series of laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom that, among other things, ban sales of new clothing and accessories made of fur. The cruelty of the whole process is what prompted lawmakers to go ahead with the new law. Prohibiting killing animals for their fur means killing the fur business, says Hayat, and that, in turn, will leave many people unemployed.
The freedom of choice. Tomorrow somebody's going to come and tell you that you cannot eat hamburgers anymore. I want to see what people will do that own McDonald's and Burger Kings and everything, because they kill animals for food a million times more than what it's used for furs. We're not a very strong industry.
Елена Макарова Али, co-owner of a Los Angeles showroom, believes the fight is already lost. So she decided to bring fall fur coats and jackets from Italy. On top of that, she believes it makes little sense to wear fur coats in the state where the climate is so mild and so warm.
We tried buying a few natural fur coats in Italy and bringing them here, but to my surprise, no one seems to be interested.
The law will come into force in 2023, and it is likely New York State will follow suit. Those who work in the natural fur industry hope to bring the matter to court, accusing California authorities of discrimination. Frangelina Magdasarian in Los Angeles, NRI, VOA News.